chapter 1, verse 46, in the verses leading up to this, Zechariah and Elizabeth were about to have a child, even though they had gone for some time and were not able to conceive. The Lord had revealed to Zechariah that they would have a child, and Zechariah kind of questioned, how is this going to be? And the Lord said, well, you're not going to speak until the child is born. And so when John was eventually born, Zechariah was able to speak again. But during the time of Elizabeth's pregnancy, the angel appeared before Mary and said, Mary, you are about to give birth to the Son of God. Now, this was pretty big news. I think maybe sometimes we've probably read these scriptures, and likely if we've gone to church our whole life, you can just count up how many times you've heard it. If you're 40 years old, you've probably heard it 40 times in your life. I mean, we hear this story so much, and maybe with any story we hear or any song that we sing, it becomes so familiar to us that sometimes we don't really comprehend or think about exactly what's taking place. But this would have been a pretty big deal. I mean, Mary would have been a young woman here. She wouldn't have been very old. Some have suggested a young teenage girl, maybe 14, 15, maybe a little older. But regardless of her age, she was young. And this is pretty big news to get at any age. It wouldn't matter if you were 45 and an angel of the Lord came to you and said, oh, by the way, you're about to give birth to a child. I mean, that's a pretty amazing experience. If an angel appears to you and don't say nothing, that in and of itself is scary. And then when a message like that is revealed to you, we can only imagine how Mary must have felt. Of course, she said, well, how is this going to be? You know, I mean, I understand how giving birth and goes, and I haven't been with a man, so how is this going to take place? And it took place through the Holy Spirit, and she conceived, and soon she would give birth to Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And Mary says one of the most beautiful lines, I think, in all of Scripture. Back in verse 38, when the angel tells her this, she responds with, I am the Lord's slave. What a great response. Now, I don't know that the Lord will ever send an angel to you to speak something to you. I won't say that he will not. He may. I will say be careful. There's a lot of false teachers in this world that would say that God sent an angel to them and revealed things to them. Of course, the things that they say revealed to them do not go along with Scripture. So I won't say that God cannot or does not send angels to people. Perhaps he would. But regardless of whether God sends an angel before us, I think that there are times in our life that God does speak to us, that God does want to use us. Maybe not quite in the same way that he used Mary. I mean, it's kind of a one-time thing, a pretty big deal to give birth to the Savior of the world. But nonetheless, God does want to use us in some way sometimes. And it may be something as simple as helping, you know, your neighbor down the road, or helping somebody you see that's in need, or maybe it's serving in some ministry capacity that God's kind of tugging on you in that way. Whatever it is, when God calls on us, what is our response? Well, we probably make excuses. We're probably more like Moses than we are Mary. We probably say, well, God, I don't really speak good. God, I'm not the man for the job. But God does call us for jobs that we don't feel like we're equipped for, but God equips us for those jobs. And God knows what he's doing when he says, I want you to do this, or I want you to do that. So when we feel those things kind of placed on our heart, then we need to look at Mary's response. She didn't make excuses, but she said, okay, God, this is what you're saying. And as crazy as this sounds, she said, God, I am your slave. I am the Lord's slave. And so Elizabeth is already with child, and that's a relative of Mary. Some suggest cousin, perhaps. It doesn't matter. Maybe she was a cousin. But in some way, they were related. And Mary goes to visit Elizabeth in the verses before the ones we're about to look at. And when Mary arrives, Elizabeth, she says, The baby inside of me is leaping for joy in my womb at the very presence that the mother of the Savior of the world has just entered. And so Mary is obviously ready to take on this role as giving birth to Jesus Christ. And listen to what she says in verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, because he has looked with favor on the humble condition of his slave. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, because the Mighty One has done great things for me, and his name is holy. His mercy is from generation to generation on those who fear him." Now, this is a very popular praise of Mary. Some refer to it as the Magnificat, Mary's Magnificat. Perhaps you've heard that term. You might even, this section in your Bible might even have that title before it. Some may do that. But this is Mary's Magnificat. This is Mary's praise that God has called on her, that God is going to use her. And she recognizes, to some degree at least, the significance to this. She says, all generations are going to call me blessed. God has looked down on the humble, not just on Mary, but on all who are poor and lowly and who are needy. God has looked down on us in our sinfulness. God has looked down on us in our weakness. God has chosen us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, to help grow the kingdom of God. Now, we don't give birth to the Messiah, but if we know Jesus Christ, God calls those who are in Christ to be his hands and feet and to do the work of God. So even still today, God is calling on the weak and the powerless and the humble. That God wants to use us today. Will we be as willing as Mary was? Will we rejoice in the same way that Mary did? My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. The Lord said, I want to use you to do this great thing. I want to work through you, Mary. And Mary praises him. What about you and I? When God wants to use us to do some great thing. And you say, what's a great thing? Well, I don't know. Maybe we're thinking about a great thing is just something really big and wonderful that everybody in the world sees. But maybe a great thing is just going to check on your neighbor and saying, I haven't seen you in a while. How you doing? Maybe a great thing is going to that person at Christmas that doesn't have any family, that's going to be home all alone. They're not going to be eating a big meal. They're not going to be opening a gift. Maybe a great thing is knocking on their door saying, hey, we got some turkey and dressing here, and my wife made some cookies. Merry Christmas. Maybe that's a great thing. It's a great thing for somebody who can't get out of the house, who doesn't have any family left. And so God calls us to do great things. And sometimes we overlook the great things. And we think they're the insignificant things. Or, oh, there's nothing to that. That's no big deal. That wasn't nothing. But it is something. It may not be nothing for you to go see somebody for 5 minutes, but it may be everything to them. So when the Lord calls us to do great things, then we need to rejoice in the Lord, and we need to proclaim the greatness of the Lord and say, thank you, God, for this opportunity. And how many opportunities are before us, and we say, boy, I should do that. I should do that. I've got to do that. I need to do that. And we don't ever do that. And the greatness of the Lord that he wants to use us for, we just push it back. And Mary proclaims the greatness of the Lord. I'm the Lord's slave. Here I am, Lord. I'm your slave. I'm ready to do what you've called me to do. Are we ready to do what God calls us to do? Hopefully we are, but maybe we're not. Maybe there are some things on your list. Maybe tomorrow is a good time to do them. Not this weekend. Maybe tomorrow is a good time to do them. Maybe it's a good time to take that 5 minutes. Maybe tomorrow is a good time to make that phone call, to reach out to that person, to reach out to that family member. Maybe it's somebody that ain't answered your phone call in 20 years. Call them again. Maybe they'll answer this time. Maybe they won't. But maybe there's something that we can do. Maybe there's something that's on our heart. Maybe there's some way that God wants to use us. Maybe there's somebody we can go visit this Christmas season, and maybe we can keep visiting them on into the new year. Maybe we can visit them every month, every week. Maybe we can give them a phone call. Maybe there's some way that God wants to use you. Maybe God's calling you to serve in this church in some capacity. Whatever it may be, it may not be that God came to your room last night and at the foot of your bed stood the bright and shimmering, glowing angel before you saying, "Here I am, here's what I want you to do." Maybe God doesn't speak to you in that way. But I think the Holy Spirit speaks to our heart. And sometimes we just get that feeling, man, I should do this. I should help that person. I should buy them a meal. I should pay for their groceries. I should go see them. I should give them a call. Maybe it's nothing, but then again, maybe it's God. Maybe it's something. So maybe God's calling you today. Maybe he wants to use you in some way, just as he used Mary in some way, pretty major way. But you never know in the way that God wants to use you. You never know how it might change somebody's life. Let's pray. God, we come to you. We thank you for these good words. We thank you for Mary, and we thank you even more so for Jesus Christ, for sending him into the world. And we thank you for the example of Mary, for being one who is ready to serve, dear Lord, and just humble herself before you as our slave. And I pray, God, that we would do so tonight, that we would do so tomorrow, that maybe there are some ways that you've been wanting to use us, some things that even now, God, that you just kind of saying you need to do it. So, God, if you're saying that to us tonight, I pray that we just say, God, I'm your slave. I'm ready to serve. And that we would go and do and be used by you in the way that you want to use us, dear Lord. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.